This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is comedian and depressed alcoholic James Nokise, and you're listening to Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower, a podcast about headspace and happiness from my safe place, the shower with fried chicken. In this episode, I'll be talking to Hayley Holt, a snowboarder, ballroom dancer, and now host of Breakfast on TVNZ. She'll tell us about her experience as an alcoholic.
Always was about drinking. How much drink is there going to be there? Will there be enough? How much extra do I need to take?
How she learned resilience while still at school.
They shat in their knickers and wiped it all over the board.
What?
And then they opened up my desk and shat in my desk too.
And growing up a tomboy in a man's world.
Yeah,
I thought they were hanging out with me.
Yeah.
But they were hanging out with my vagina.
Some of this will get a bit real. The language, the subjects. So make sure you're in a safe space with your comfort food and join us eating fried chicken in the shower. Self-aware, self-care. Let's do the chicken. What chicken are we eating?
Well, safe, spicy sounds so weird that I feel like we should eat that.
Okay, cool. That's the sauce. We've got two sauces. Garlic soy, the most antisocial of sauces.
That's what I was sort of thinking.
Yeah, get some garlic up. Cool, you hold the sauce, I'll open the thing.
So this is just the sauce?
This is just the sauce.
Oh, holy.
This is the chicken.
Can you tell me, James?
Yes.
Did you used to actually eat fried chicken in the shower?
Yeah, I still do.
What?
Physics?
Yeah.
Cool. It's you just lean out. That's why it's a shower. Like, see, if you drop the fried chicken in the shower, which people seem to be way more worried about, then it just gets a little bit of a wash. But if you drop it in a bath, then you've made a stew.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know we were comparing it to baths. I thought we might have been comparing it to dry land.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just not as fun.
No, that's cool. I've never eaten in the shower.
Never eaten in a shower?
No.
I used to drink in the shower a lot, so maybe that's where it comes from.
I used to do that.
You used to drink in the shower?
Yeah, you take the shower beer with you.
Yeah, all right. Exactly the shower beer. Early morning, start of the day, or late at night, cry by yourself?
I used to do that on the getting ready to go out.
So oh, yeah, with, yeah.
Shower beer, absolutely, getting ready to go out, so you can preload.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, I mean, now a little bit later, you sort of understand the physics, you're sort of also oxygenating the blood, so it makes the alcohol hit harder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, me neither. I just enjoyed a beer in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually it does.
Yeah. Because like myself, you are also an alcoholic.
Yes, I am.
And you've also been public with that. How did that work out?
It worked out pretty fun for 20 years.
Yeah.
But also pretty tiring. Mm-hmm. Tiring on the body, tiring on the mind. Tiring on life in general, really. Just sort of waking up hungover a lot.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, I'm late for work. And then you'd run out the door and your car's not there. And you're like, oh my God, where am I left my car?
You know a handy trick for that. Never learn to drive and then you don't have to worry about where your car is.
Oh, so you don't? That's perfect.
I know. That's probably why I'm still alive.
Mm. Now, you live in the UK.
I do now.
I did a lot of drinking in the UK, and I used to love the fact that you could drink anywhere at any time because you could just jump on the tube.
Yeah, I enjoyed my time there as well. Mm. I occasionally woke up. I once woke up in a bush at a tube stop in the suburbs. And what had happened is I'd been going home, and I'd become paranoid on the tube that my girlfriend at the time was going to see me coming home drunk when I said I was staying at a mate's. When I'd been out drinking all night, and so I'd got off and jumped in a bush, so she wouldn't be able to see me on the tube as she went past, and then slept there for a bit. And what I love about London is no one came and moved me. They just went, oh, that's just a bro in a bush.
Totally normal.
Totally normal. You're all right. Yeah. Oh, it's a kiwi.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I guess coming out with my alcoholism, as you like to say, was kind of a shock. It was hard for my family to understand at first.
How so?
I think they didn't want me to be an alcoholic.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They knew that I drank too much.
Mm.
They really wanted me to sort that out.
But they didn't. But the addiction was too far?
I couldn't have one or two drinks. I just couldn't. It was like Frank the Tank, you know, as soon as it touches the lips, it's so good. And so if I was drinking, I would get drunk.
Yeah.
Every time.
I mean, that's what's the point?
That's the point.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
How long sober?
4 years sober.
Mm, sweet. Now. Two and a half, so it's now.
Yeah, well done. That's Are you ever going to drink again?
I know for myself, my brain constantly does a debate when it comes to drinking. Like, you know, I remember explaining it on stage once as part of me wants to engage with you guys and part of me wants to jump the bar and drink all the lovely stuff behind there. So if I ever seem a little bit distracted, it's only because I'm doing that. It's not because you guys aren't interesting.
I know.
But do you have those moments?
I just used to, always was about drinking. I didn't give a shit what was happening. Am I allowed to say shit?
Yeah, yeah, you can say shit.
I couldn't give a shit what was actually going on, what event we might be going to, whose party it was. It was all about how much drink is there going to be there, will there be enough, how much extra do I need to take.
Oh, that's interesting. You were party drunk.
Party drunk.
Ah, I was a secret drunk.
Were you?
Yeah, I like to go home and quietly do it.
I was never very quiet.
Fair enough.
No. Yeah. But I was kind of proud of it.
Because do you have triggers still? Do you like...
I never want to drink again. But sometimes I find myself going a bit mad.
Yeah.
And that kind of madness used to lead me to getting hammered.
Yeah.
But now I have to try and sit with it and go, what is this feeling? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
Should I just go to a meeting? Or should I just go to sleep? Or should I eat?
Or
am I tired?
I don't go to meetings. I'm a bad alcoholic.
I'm a bad alcoholic too.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes, every now and then, go to meetings. If you do it properly, apparently, you've got to get a sponsor. You've got to go to meetings, get a home group, go every week.
Yeah. It's a lot of maintenance for people who were very good at not doing anything but sitting and drinking.
Yes. All good.
Did you get asked when you knew that you're an alcoholic? Have you had interviews where they've asked you?
No.
I get asked that and I'm like, I didn't know. That was the point.
You didn't know?
No. I didn't know.
Wow.
I was quite depressed.
Yeah.
And then I'd have a drink and go on stage and be fine. And then I'd feel really bad the next morning, but I didn't know. No. Everyone around me knew.
Funny.
But
that's
I didn't.
Funny.
'Cause did you know?
I knew.
Do you ever,
pretty much straight from the beginning, but I was quite proud of it. I was with hanging out with heaps of snowboarders, and so everyone drank too much. But then when I sort of came back to Auckland and continued with my life, I still drank too much, and I still drank to that level. And I kind of just was like, I'm a functioning alcoholic. Roar.
I remember we were at a function together, and it was we probably shouldn't name the company, but we were doing different jobs at that thing. I think you were there as a celebrity guest.
Was this in the last 4 years or before that?
Maybe in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed there were quite a few men coming up to you. And because I'm a cynical comedian, they all look the same to me.
What do they look like?
Tall, in a suit, clean cut. But it just looks like, again, from a comedian's point of view, a very hilarious bothering of a lady by the same dude in different guises. And I'm wondering, like, with that, is that all combined to be exhausting?
So because I used to be a tomboy and I used to hang out with boys a lot, I used to think that I would become friends with these guys, and that they wanted to actually be my friend.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I would get myself into this really close friendship, and then they're like, I love you. Or can we... or can
Please
we...
tell me they didn't like that. I've got something. I've got a...
And I'm like, oh, so annoying, because A, it was annoying because it kind of meant the friendship wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
B, it was annoying because it's like, actually, I must not be that cool to hang out with.
Yeah.
I thought they were hanging out with me.
Yeah.
But they were hanging out with my vagina.
Eating fried chicken in the shower with James Nokisi. We don't get it either.
Is it like, do you have like competitive snowboarding? So you're competing. Mm. Like, what's your ego like when it comes to sports?
I'm super competitive.
Yeah? Are you like alpha dog kind of?
Quiet. I'm actually not much of a team worker, which is funny, eh?
Yeah.
And as I said before, I'm kind of like an introvert and a bit socially awkward, so I prefer to do things because it's annoying trying to get people to do what you want.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
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 So kind of like less alpha dog, more lone wolf.
Lone wolf. Lone wolf. But I also like to fly under the radar quietly and then right at the last minute,
boom.
Win.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what I did with Treasure Island, because my label was dancer from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
But they didn't realise that I'd been, you know, a snowboarder for 6 years.
Yeah.
So I was tough in a way. I knew how to take a fall and, you know?
So
people just didn't think that I would be in like any competition to anyone, so they kept me on. I never got voted up for, you know, the elimination challenges.
Have you like used that mentality at all in your news getting? Like,
I don't get news as such, really. Cool. I talk about it.
What about in job getting for news?
Yeah.
Would you say that you've been able to fly under the radar?
Yeah. I do like to sort of keep my cards close to my chest.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
Ruthless, eh? Also, one of my favourite philosophers is Machiavelli.
For real?
Yeah. But he gets such a bad rap, and he wasn't actually an evil guy.
Yeah.
He just was probably the first realist.
Yeah, all right.
And he was like, these great utopian visions of good society is all wonderful and good.
Mm.
But we live in, you know, he lived during, you know, the Italian Civil Wars. I mean, everyone was getting their head cut off. There was, you know, heads on stakes. It wasn't a very nice time at all.
Mm.
So that's what he was writing about. But this is our reality. And so if you do want to be a king, this is kind of what you have to do. Sometimes I wish I could maybe be a bit more forthright, because people are forthright in the world today, and so you sort of, you can just get lost in the sidelines and people don't think you've got anything to say if you're always keeping quiet.
Is that where you went and did the Green Party thing?
Maybe. I also really believed in at the time that we needed to get a bit more recognition to these really, really important issues.
Oh, look, I'm from the Pacific. You're not going to...
Yeah. You know?
I'm an easy push on this one.
Yeah, and I love risk-taking too. So the more people were saying to me, you'll ruin your career.
Yeah.
No one will ever hire you for a media job again. The more I kind of thought, well, you know, I'm going to do it.
But then you're also competitive and you go into Key's thing. Now, Key resigns before the last election.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's just get this timeline right.
Yes, please.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I... excuse me. Clear my throat for this. I announced that I was going to run in Helensville as a candidate for the Greens.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came out at about 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
10:30 a.m., mm-hmm. John Key announces he's retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Do you, like, and I want to say on the record, I completely support this timeline, and I still believe, John Key, you're scared. I never see you on breakfast TV. I know why. Can't handle the hope. Hashtag handle the hope. did you have a moment? Like, 10:38 you announce, 10:30 he resigns. Midday, are you going, oh shit?
It was me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
My ego's not that big.
Yeah.
In my naivety,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go up against him. Mm-hmm. If I actually had, he would have destroyed me, because he's so fucking good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But that would have been an amazing learning curve as well at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I quite like failing.
Yeah.
Because I think you learn the most when you're failing.
When you like failure, were you like just like, oh, sweet, I lost, and then move on, or?
Well, let's put it another way. If I had got into Parliament.
Mm.
My life is really great now. Let's just say that.
Because you were, yeah. Because where were you? Where were you? You were up on the list.
I was about 18 on the list.
Yeah.
And the thing that I kind of had gone and saying, oh, you know, it'd be really great to get some attention to the Greens, and I've got lots of work to do and lots to learn. So yeah. I didn't really push to get one of those top list placings,
yeah.
which is probably quite good now. But then, you know, all the scandal and the saga that went down with the Greens and two people pulling out, and I don't know if another one left as well, Mutiria left as well. Mm. And so I kind of kept sliding closer and closer and closer to the line. It was terrifying.
Did you get haters?
Yeah.
Yeah, because politics.
I've had haters all my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When's the earliest? Earliest haters?
The earliest haters were at intermediate school. I was in Form 1, they were Form 2.
Oh, so.
And because I was a dancer, I had that very haughty sort of way of walking around, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't help it, really.
Yeah.
And then I also had this, because I was never very cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool now, obviously, because...
Oh, yeah, you got, like, sneakers and... Yeah.
But I wasn't back in the day, and I had this ridiculous giant pink bag that was sort of slung over my head, so they used to tease me mercilessly for that. And then I became their target.
Yeah.
And so I used to get like birds thrown at me and dead birds.
Yeah.
And then
that's the next level. Like, you gotta find a dead bird. Like, that takes effort.
I know.
Like jelly
and touch it.
Yeah. You gotta commit. You gotta hate someone enough to touch a dead bird to throw it at them.
I know. And I was kind of like, hits you and then falls on the ground, and then that's it. Sort of, they've had to deal with it a lot longer than I have.
Mean Girls is weird, man.
Stupid. But anyway. It gets better.
Mm.
So they were trying to get into a gang. This is at Auckland Normal Intermediate.
Yeah, I relate to this now.
Yeah,
relate,
do you?
Yeah.
So they were trying to get into a gang. And so they had to break into a classroom over the weekend, trash it, and do whatever they wanted to do it. So they chose my classroom.
Yeah.
They broke into it. They shat in their knickers and wiped it all over the board.
What?
And then they opened up my desk and shat in my desk too.
Wait, how much are they eating? You gotta.
I know, it's
also
a lot.
That is some very tactical shitting going on.
I know.
Like, you gotta squeeze it out, wait, and then have some more left to do on the desk.
There was two of them.
Okay.
But what I was really, really gutted about the most is I'd been collecting every single Martin Henderson poster from the newspaper at the time.
Martin Henderson?
Yeah.
So cold.
I know.
It's ice cold. Yeah, have you ever met Martin Henderson?
No, but I interviewed him on Breakfast. I didn't tell him that story, but I did tell him that I used to have a crush on him and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he told me to meet him at the airport.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's creepy, Martin.
I've heard he's tiny.
Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower by RNZ National. Fried Chicken supplied by NZ On Air.
Boo-doom, boo-doo.
What's the biggest failure?
Oh, God, there's so many.
Top five. Give me a top five.
I don't know. Biggest failure. I mean, so much drinking failure. Which, so many relationship failures as well. Probably through drinking.
Okay.
So let's say drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Mm. Drinking is the failure. What about tangible failure, like a loss? Which is not to dismiss.
I don't fail often, to be honest, James.
Look, fair enough. Like, some of us host Breakfast TV, some of us sit in the shower, all right? I appreciate there are levels.
Okay, actually, here's one. When I was living in Christchurch, and this is related to drinking too, but here's a tangible thing.
Yeah.
I was doing two papers at uni.
Mm.
I think that we were broke for the study break or whatever, and I decided to get on it and have a massive weekend, hammered. And then on the Sunday night, I thought I may as well just check when the exams were. And this exam was 8 a.m. the next morning. And I just spent like a week basically hammered. Yeah. I was still hammered.
Yeah.
And I decided then and there that the best idea for me was to keep drinking and not turn up.
When you're on Breakfast, but even like Crowd Goes Wild, like, does having the people shit in your desk, like, is there a thing where you get, I don't even know, they used to fax in stuff when you're watching, like, emails, I guess, now. But when the haters come, you're like, yeah, you didn't shit in my desk. Like,
The shitting in my desk situation really set me up
yeah.
to be strong in this career, which is great. I appreciate that. You know, thank you. But I don't...
like kids listening to this interview going, man, I really want Steve to succeed. Well,
here we go. Or, I don't read them.
Yeah, fair enough.
I said at the start of this year to myself, if I read any of these comments, I'm going to go nuts because they were brutal.
Yeah.
And I'd have my mum ringing me up going, are you okay?
Well, she was reading them.
She was reading them.
Oh,
I know. And I'm like, mum, I'm not reading them. I'm fine. Like, you're actually doing more damage now than if you just shut up. And actually, can you not read them too?
Yeah.
Because she gets more hurt. She's like, my poor daughter. You know, they think all these awful things about my daughter. And she still reads them.
What do you do to decompress from like those conversations or those moments? Because breakfast, you're daily. I think I don't appreciate perhaps as much. You're Monday to Friday.
I disassociate from the reality of my job, weirdly. So I go in, I've got this amazing team. I get to go and talk about all these really interesting issues and talk to some really, really interesting people, learn so much, get dressed up, and then go home. And it's kind of like just hanging out with this crew and getting to do some really cool stuff every morning.
So that's how you disassociate?
Never watched it.
You've never watched it?
Yeah.
But you've never seen it?
Yeah.
So you don't think of it as a job? You're just like, oh, I'm just going to hang out with my mates today.
Kind of.
You don't know it's the cameras, right? You don't get curious?
I know the cameras, but I've been a dancer and I've been, you know, doing adverts and whatever since I was seven.
Yeah, right.
The cameras don't bother me. It feels normal. But if I see it on the telly at home, then it's real and it's disturbing and I can't.
Did you get depression and that?
I got depressed when I was drinking.
Yeah.
I actually was diagnosed when I was living in Wellington one year, doing Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
I was drinking so much and I was so unhappy. Mm. I had no support again and no friends down in Wellington. I was sort of staying in this weird little hotel.
Yeah, right.
And I thought I was depressed, but then because I was actually an alcoholic, I really got to sort of play into that drama of the depression.
Yeah.
And so when I would take the pills, I would be like, I'm fucked. And take the pills, you know, like, I can't believe I had to take this pill because I'm insane and, you know, woe is me. And it took me so long to just go, just give up the booze, mate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What did you make yourself happy?
Hang out with my friends.
Hang out with friends.
Do what I want at the moment. Like
Such as
nothing.
Nothing.
That's a thing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love going, nah, I'm not going to come out.
Chill with mates at home?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Do you have anything else you want to share in the shower? Oh, wait, before, think on that. Bath or shower?
Shower.
Shower?
Do you know the shower's my happy place, too?
I did not know.
It's almost, you can hide, you're in your kind of your cave, but it's also like a cuddle, isn't it, with the water?
Oh, it is like a cuddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to do a lot of sitting in the bottom of the shower.
Oh, yeah, definitely sit in the bottom of the shower, especially in that ultra hangover.
Yes. Well, I used to love a shower over a bath because you lay in the bath, but it was still using the shower.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's a bath shower and you just lie there and it's just like, yep, just put and then go. See, the trick with the fried chicken is that you put it slightly out of reach of the water, but within arm's length.
I might try eating in the shower, but I'm not sure I will.
It's got to be the right food.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
it's got to be fried chicken.
It's got to be fried chicken. I've tried other things. Even burgers don't work. Too messy.
You can't have a burger in
the shower. No. It's got to be something. Crumbs are okay.
What else have you done in the shower?
You try the kebab. You know, you give it a, you think it's wrapped up. It's not. It's fine. Curry? No, definitely. Nothing liquid.
If I ever made enough money where I built my own house... In whatever style I want, the shower would be like a room dedicated to washing.
Yeah, right.
Where you're going to be able to sit, almost like the Japanese onsen sort of style.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to sit and sort of ladle if you need to ladle.
Yeah.
But also heads coming from whatever direction, depending on how you feel.
That's
and
great.
Maybe like some sort of table needs to be out there for the coffee and the food.
Yeah. It's like, please promise me that if things ever go south at breakfast, because, you know, contracts end and that, you
they
know,
do.
You know the world thing, but if it goes south in a bad way, you'll shit on Jack Tame's desk.
Okay. You're on.
He's such a nice dude. I don't know why I want to put that paint to him. Hayley Holt, thank you so much for coming, eating fried chicken in the shower with me. You can catch us on RNZ and you can see this lovely woman who shared her stories with us every morning. Breakfast TV at 6?
6 till 9. Oof. 3 hours. It's easy.
All right. Thanks very much, man. Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower was produced by Charlie Bleakley and presented by me, James Nokise. The engineer is Blair Stagpool. The executive producers are Justin Gregory and Tim Watkin. Subscribe to every episode of this podcast at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio Public, or at radionz.co.nz/series. And while you're on Apple, please rate us by clicking on ratings and review, then the stars. But only give us 5. It's really simple and means way more to us than it does to you. It's a great way to spread the word and get me more free fried chicken. If you want to share your safe space or comfort food, tweet me at James Nokise. All complaints can be tweeted to RNZ. Faftailava, matewa.
This podcast is made possible by the RNZ New Zealand On Air Innovation Fund.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.